Welcome to Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. As she continues her teaching in the book of Daniel, since the rebellion in heaven, Satan has been a thorn in the side of humanity, constantly tempting, harassing, and oppressing the people of God. It has been like a bad dream from the time that Adam and Eve ate the forbidden fruit in the Garden of Eden. As humans, we often wonder why God allows Satan to run free. Today, Dr. Davis addresses this matter. Why Satan is running scot-free.
If Satan has been judged, why does it appear that he's in control? And notice I said it appears that he's in control, because we know for sure that he's not in control. We know that Satan was defeated when Christ died on the cross. But sometimes in our situations in life, it appears that our answers are delayed and that we pray and pray and we want instant gratification when we answer our prayers. But there is a delay. And even we see that Daniel experienced a delay. But I like how Dr. David Jeremiah's book, The Handwriting on the Wall, addresses this question. If Satan was judged, why is he winning? Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity so that by his death, he might destroy him who holds the power of death. That is the devil. This is found in Hebrews 2:14. Satan was judged at the cross, but for a defeated person, he appears to be quite alive. He seems to have gained control of philosophy, religion, and politics, wormed himself into our homes and destroyed nations. He has plenty of invading marauders doing his work. Calvary's victory destroyed all the claims that Satan has upon us, but the enforcement of that victory is a different matter. Legally, all of his claims were canceled when the Lord died for us, but like any other legal victory, it must be enforced. Someday, it will be enforced forever when Satan is thrown into the pit of hell and his angels are consigned to perpetual torment. But he is loose today, even though judgment has been rendered. If a man commits murder, he's breaking the law of the land. However, if there are no police to arrest him, courts to try him, or jails to contain him, there can be no enforcement of the law. Although Satan has been judged at the cross, that judgment has not yet been administered. One day that sentence will be carried out and he will be banished forever from our presence. There is a way to enforce Satan's sentence, and we are to be the enforcers. Our first weapon is the word of God. Here is how we fight Satan and his demons. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. That is found in Ephesians 6:11-13, 17, and 18. Another way to enforce Satan's sentence is prayer. The Bible has a key passage that teaches us the way to fight the battle. And this is found in 2 Corinthians 10:4-5. The weapons we fight with are not weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. So why did the angel finally get to earth to speak with Daniel? We believe it is because Daniel never quit praying. The tool that enforces Satan's defeat is prayer. We've got to remember that. The tool that enforces Satan's defeat is prayer. If we really believe that, then praying will be the main business of the church. But here is where Satan has defeated us. He keeps us so busy reading the latest bestsellers in Christian bookstores, organizing all kinds of evangelistic strategies, counseling, and putting out the fires of opposition that we don't have the time to pray. As we run around trying to get all the work done, we become so frustrated and fatigued that we wonder why we don't have the victory.
Prayer is a lifeline between man and God. It gives us the awesome privilege to present our need, our desire, and our hope to the Almighty anytime, day or night. As Scripture says, He neither slumbers nor does He sleep. If Dr. Davis and her team can be of help, please email her at CherylDavis@ProjectTruthMatters.com or connect with her on Facebook at Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. This has been Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis.